The following is a portion of a sermon by Elder Wood at the home of Sister Ethel Holloway, Salisbury, Maryland,
April 1953. But woe to whom by before the foundation of the world, and he has predestinated them unto the adoption of children. And when this predestination, this end of God's purpose, is accomplished, why, we shall, though we lie down in death, we shall by the same power that raised Christ from the dead, we shall be brought forth from the dead, and not in the likeness of this sinful flesh. No, but this mortal shall put on immortality. It is necessary. And we shall be brought forth, we shall be changed in a moment, in the face of an eye, and so forth. And so it is that the child of God shall live, the child of God shall come forth, and by the power that raised Jesus from the dead, and we shall be conformed to his image in the resurrection. Not sometime after the resurrection, but in the resurrection, we shall be conformed to his image. And it is because that we are conformed to his image, made like him without sin, that we shall then be fitted and prepared for eternal life. And not before. We're not fitted now. It takes to me, my brethren, death. As I have said sometimes, that death, while it appears to be a horrible thing to us in our life, and yet it is but one more step, as I understand it correctly, on leading us unto that eternal life that is prepared to us by God the Father. Now this life is life eternal. This is a never-ending life. And those that have not and shall never know anything of the grace of God, they too shall be brought forth, but not unto a life everlasting, in the sense that the children of God are brought forth into life everlasting, because the children of God shall be with the Father. They shall be with him, they shall be satisfied, but the others shall be cast off. They shall not know grace, and it is said Paul here, unto the resurrection of the nation. Now I know that we differ. I know that so many brethren differ. I know that the whole world differs on these great, wonderful, and so important matters. And yet I am glad to say that while I have my own distinct views and understanding of these matters, I am perfectly willing, and I'm glad for my brethren and my sisters who have their own views and their own thoughts. And I'm sure that so long as nobody, none of the brethren, shall deny the resurrection, I say that there is no such a thing as a resurrection. We may differ in our understanding of how it should be and so forth, and yet I'm sure that so long as we do believe that we shall be raised from the dead, that we can and we ought to live together in peace.